Blog Talk Radio. What's going on? What's going on, Queen? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned into Women's Chronicles, y'all. It is May the 4th, 2011, and it's going down. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to put your Diva Sense in so we can open up your mic. You can also listen to me online. I know we all busy. We queens, we mothers, we entrepreneurs, we go-getters. You can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Turn your speakers up and let's get it in. Today I want to talk about on Women's Chronicles. Let me let y'all know exactly what Chronicles is all about. Women Chronicles is a show where we come to share not only our success stories, but our war stories. We come to agree and touch with each other and encourage one another. Too many times I talk to my queens and we forget about our true value. And then when the opportunity comes along, we don't think that we're worthy of it. And every queen that I know and I haven't met yet, I know has true values. I got queens on my team that's just, you know, even with me, coming from hard times, rock bottom, to just basically at the top of their game right now and able to encourage and employ other women. So y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the one button to open up your mic. So I'm going to start off with my story, y'all. Women's Chronicles, it used to be Women's and Women Wednesday. Now we're doing Women's Chronicles. I want to start off with my success story. Before I had my son, and it usually started after you get the kids. After I had my son's father passed away when he was 1.5 years old. He drowned in front of me. So I was 20 years old, just starting off in my career, just starting off in life, and a tragedy happened within my life. We went out on a family trip, and my son's father ended up drowning in front of me. So not only did I lose somebody that I love very much, but a person that was with me into the end for the better grind. My son was 1.5 at the time, and my sister was about 11 or 12 years old at that time. I had custody over my sister because my mother passed early. I went through a lot of hard times because I had to move into a cheaper apartment, which was in a really bad neighborhood. But shout out to all my queens and kings over there in Aspires in Newark, New Jersey. That's not the end for y'all. But I had to move there. It was a lot of drugs and crime and gang banging and those high rises. But, you know, every day that I was there, I said, I'm not going to let my current situation determine my identity. Did I go through some ups and downs? Yeah. Did I feel like all hope was lost? Was my faith lost? Yeah. I had really felt like this world was just horrible and evil and that God had took the most important thing away from me, which was David Sherrod, rest in peace to him. But isn't it wonderful how God loves us anyway when we act like fools? I think that it's so great that we have a forgiving God. And it was only by the grace of God that I'm here where I am today with you guys on Diva Spot Radio and a lot of other things. But one thing that I can remember when I was living in Aspires, me coming outside and going to work every day and wanting to see was, you know, what they doing over there, you know, I'm mad because I got to go to work and they get to chill and drink and chill with their peoples and do what they do. But what I didn't realize is those people were caught up in a cycle. They wasn't going nowhere. They'll be drinking and smoking with each other one day, and then the next day they fighting and killing each other. But my value of me being a customer service rep, I thought that I really wasn't doing anything. I thought that, you know, my life really didn't have a really big value. Like, who am I? I'm just a customer service rep making $10 an hour. And eventually, I got caught up in the hype. You know, I started going to work late. Not to add on to the depression that I was going through. Started smoking, started drinking, eventually got fired. And the same people that I looked at, like, yo, that ain't never going to be me, I was 30 days away from being them. So I have to say to my queens right now, everybody that's listening, it doesn't matter where you live at, what you're going through, who did it to you, that's not the end. We get caught up so much on the things that I want that I don't have right now. Well, if it's something that you want and you ain't got it right now, it's the reason for it because you ain't ready for it yet. Got to give it to you when you're ready. Even with the men that we deal with. Now, I done had my share of some new fools. I done had my share of some new fools and my queens that's listening in. Shout out to the 973, the 862, the 414, and the 313. At any time, queen, y'all can press the one button on your phone to chime in. I love it when y'all chime in. I love it when y'all share with me. But I've had my share of some new fools and putting myself to a back burner for a man. And thinking that I needed a man in my life to complete my situation. You know, what I needed to be realized is the only man that I needed in my life was God. A man is supposed to add to what you got. So with my son father passing away, I lost my job because I wanted to smoke. I wanted to get high. I wanted to get drink. I didn't want to do what I was supposed to have been doing. I ended up becoming a part of the hype. Started selling drugs. Started wilding out. It's so easy to get caught up, y'all. And that's why I'm talking to my queens tonight about your value. Even if you live in a city where there's no jobs available, I would encourage you to look outside your city. It only makes sense. It only makes sense. That's why we're here to share our stories, man. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Share with me, care with me, because I'm having sweet dreams now, man.
Thank you.
are now tuned in live to Diva Spa Radio. It's Women's to Women's, Women's to Women's, Women Chronicles. We got rocking over here, man. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Today we talking about, do you know your true value? Do you know your true value, whether you're a mother, you're an entrepreneur, whatever you do, do you know your true value? And also, are you working to your full potential? I know a queen that's working to her full potential and definitely want to give her two diva cents about this whole true value situation. Let's welcome to the show our diva, Latoya, live on the line with us. Round of applause for her. What's going on, Queen?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Yeah, about that true value. Of course, everybody should know about their true values. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Queen, what do you feel that true value is for you, for yourself first, and then we'll go into other things as far as true value?
Well, first, I think my true value will basically be being a good wife. That's the first and foremost. Your values of being that wife and doing what you're supposed to do, and also trying to get to what you really want to do. You know, like you want to get what you want for your job, you know, not just being a mother or a wife, just being something else other than that. So that's trying to get to that true value of yourself.
Definitely, because it's so easy for us to lose ourselves after we, and when she say wife, that means married. We married. Now, you know, sometimes it's really easy for, like you said, Toya, your true value as a wife. It's so easy for us to lose ourselves in our mate, whether you're married or whether you got your boyfriend. It's so easy for us to lose ourselves and forget the value of us. We just think, okay, being a good wife, being a good mom. What's some of the tips that you would give the women out there that been with their mate for a while and they just forgot about them?
Well, first and foremost, you have to make sure you do your job as far as being that wife, because your husband will appreciate you while you're showing him what you are, what's the biggest part of you. Because if he's really your husband, he loves you, he will make sure he wants to know the value of yourself as well as yourself. So the first and foremost, of course, being that good wife. Secondly, you want to make sure you do everything you need to do in your power to get to what you want to be. And that would be schooling, you know, making sure you set a good example for your kids. So that schooling would be the first thing you need to do. And then after that, of course, everything else comes natural to you because you're trying to get to what you want to be.
Most definitely. And I think, you know, a lot of times as women, and big shout out to the 614, the 908, the 216. Anytime you queens want to chime in, you just press the one button and we'll go ahead and get them to open up your mic. But, you know, losing yourself, I think a lot of times we make excuses. Oh, I don't have time to do this. I got to pick up the kids. I got to cook dinner. I got to do this. I got to do that and so forth. Let's talk about that time management. That's how you make time for yourself. Even if you got to get up a little early and put the house down a little bit early, maybe everybody was going to sleep around, like the kids going to sleep around like 8 or 9. You was probably going to sleep around like 10, 11. You got to have some discipline within yourself to put yourself down at 9 o'clock. You have to. It's so important for you to just go ahead and make that initial sacrifice and say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and put me first. Because I need to have the energy to get up and take care of this house. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with the man making the money. Ain't nothing wrong with the wife making the money. But a lot of times I see it so often, and it has happened to me, that I lose myself in a man because I'm playing Susie Homemaker. There's nothing wrong with being a homemaker, but and one thing that we do miss out a lot in all of us is that spiritual feeding. First thing we do, we wake up in the morning. All right, let me get the kids ready. Let me cook dinner or whatever. You got to get up and you got to get your relationship with the Lord first. Roll up out of that bed and get on your knees and say, thank you, Lord, because he gave you the strength to get it. And then when hard times come along, the first person we call on is who? Our Heavenly Father. So it's very important for us to understand our true value as women. That's why I ask everybody, do you know what your true value is? Are you working towards your true value? School is very important. I was talking to a queen the other day, and she was saying, like, you know, I'm trying to find a job, but there's no jobs within my city, so go out of your city. If you want to go out of your city to get a job, sometimes you got to go out of yourself to be able to make sure you're marketable. And we all face that as far as having a job. We can have a good job, and a lot of times we're not able to get the job because we got to have somebody to watch your kids. I want to get to Diva Sense on this. Y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. Let's open a line up for 973-391. Holla at us, queen.
Hey, how you doing, sweetie?
Hey, Rima, what's going on, mama? Hold on.
Yes, listening.
Go ahead, I hear you.
Girl, listen to you. You so right, girl. Coming from getting the kids something to eat from a chicken shack now. Got to take it back to them. Girl, yeah, I just came from taking a little bit of his appointment today, girl, because he wants to be talking about he see the devil.
Yeah.
Girl, yes. You know what I'm saying? Then the school completely kicks him out of the school, you know, and basically just tells me, you deal with it. And I'm like, so who going to pay my bill? Well, go to the Social Security building and have them call us, and we'll make sure you get $787 a month. Well, when I rent, it's $1,100. So where's the balance coming in? You know what I'm saying? My PSNG is $300. You know what I'm saying? And my kids still got to eat. So where's the balance coming in with it? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, whether I'm looking for a job or not, if I have to go to the school 3 times a day because they don't have any paper, you know what I'm saying? Where does that leave me?
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm dealing with right now within the school. So what I did was contacted legal services for the schools, for single parents, you know, who can afford legal services as far as these schools and the way they're treating these kids. You know, my son bring a toy to school, and you tell me to take him to Bethesda Crisis Center. When did it become a crisis for a child to have a Power Ranger in their book bag? You know, I can't go find a job because my son came to school with a Power Ranger. Are you serious?
And I can definitely identify with that because, Stacey, you remember when I was working for Attentive Care, and my son was special. He has an academic disability. They place my child in a special education class where these children have behavior disabilities. So he was already placed in a wrong class.
So that was a conflict of interest anyway. So now he's getting permission to be bad and not learn.
Yeah, exactly. He was starting to react on what the other kids were doing.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to say my son is an angel, but he started to mimic as children do.
And you were going back and forth every day. I remember.
Working at the Prudential Center, and guess what happened? I end up losing my job. That's why we're talking about true value today, knowing your true value, because that took a toll on me. I had debts to pay.
Exactly. And you lost everything. You lost everything. Mm-hmm. Either you were trying to take care of Kima, and she wants to run him up through the streets. You know, and then I have my 12-year-old. He wants to run him up to the streets. I look at his Facebook page. He's talking about he has 9 inches. 9 inches of what? Because I haven't even seen a ruler in your book bag. You know what I'm saying? Now let's get technical. 9 inches of what? What are we talking about here? I haven't seen a ruler yet. So how did you measure anything to know how many inches anything is? And you got F's on your report card. You know what I'm saying?
The question to be raised is, you know, continuing to focus on our true value. It's so many things that happens within our life that we forget about us, our kids running amok. You know,
we totally forget.
Our mate.
yeah, our mates are acting a fool. We got the schools calling us. We can't afford child care. Not on top of that, let's not forget that all of this is going on, and I still have bills to pay, and I still need to look for a job and go to school. How am I to do this? And this is what I wanted to say, because I was reading a word today, and it was talking about mothering, ironically. You know, it was saying, like, our kids are being attacked at every angle.
Every angle.
So that's why it's so important for us to pray.
Uh-huh.
We cannot, you know, hide our kids from the world, and nobody is trying to hide their kids from the world, but we have to pray over them before they leave out that door. We need to pray over them before they leave out that door. We need to pray with them. And at the same time, we got to pray for our own selves so we can set a good example for our kids. Do y'all know how hard it is to be a single mother? Do y'all know how hard it is to lose somebody that means so much to you and going through an emotional house and be able to hold it together?
Together, yes.
And I'm not making no excuses for us having, you know, emotional outbursts and blasts and going off at the teachers or whoever at the school. But it's that silent time that we have to get together with ourselves. And the Queen Latoya, she said, you know, knowing your true value as a wife, she's married. So she's saying taking care of the family, taking care of the husband, which is right. But a lot of times we lose ourselves in our men and in these kids in this world. And then at the end
totally
of the day,
we throw ourselves on the back burner.
Yeah, totally throw ourselves on the back burner. And remember, this is something that we did.
And when everything hits the fan, it's just us standing there, and we have to deal with ourselves at the end of the day. Nobody has to deal with us but us. Like, you have to sleep with yourself. You get up with yourself. It's you at all times. The kids, the man, all of that can go out the door. It's still you. It's
still you.
You have to live with you. So it's best to make yourself happy first before you can make your kids, your man, the world, anybody happy. If you're not happy, it's impossible. It's impossible. You know, we can keep masking it all we want, put on all the makeup we want, all the lip gloss we want. But at the end of the day,
isn't it about how we could put on a smile? Anyway,
yeah, I thought we could put on a smile, put on a switch, a walk, have them hips swinging, and the nigga don't know how you feel in the inside because you still with you. They don't know how you feel at the end of the day because you still with you. Just because I got on the lace wig and some lip gloss does not mean that everything is okay
I'm
with
happy.
Me. That does not mean I'm happy. So you mind to say hi and get spit on, and you ain't did nothing to me. Because I'm living with me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm living with me.
Yeah, but I have to live with me.
One thing that we did learn, and all the queens that's tuned in on the line, I'll have to say first, I appreciate all of y'all. Anytime y'all want to chime in, just press the one button, and we'll open up your mic, and you can just go in on the situation. We're talking about your true value. Knowing our true value, that's why I did Women's Chronicles, because I wanted for us to be able to have a palette to give not only our success stories and our war stories too. You know, just like with the Queen, Stacey, she going through a situation with her kid bringing toys to school, and I had that situation with my son too. He actually said, Mommy, I can't bring this to school, I can't bring that to school, and he goes to the Boys and Girls Club. But the schools, a lot of times, they make a big situation out of small things.
Yeah, make a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah,
because if he brings a toy to school, okay, and he doesn't want to give it up, you as the adult, now it's time for you to make some decisions to figure out how you're going to get this toy from this child, other than trying to strong arm and take it, which is going to cause him to rebel and maybe bite you, kick you, or whatever, in defense to protect himself. Because now he feels like you're trying to harm him, and all you're trying to do is get the toy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a million ways for you to get a toy from a six-year-old kid other than playing tug-of-war with them. And then calling me, talking about it's a crisis situation. No, it's not a crisis situation. He had the toy. His work is done. Everything is done. And he's quietly sitting with the toy. You know, either
you know, you have to give him some options or, you know, figure out a way to work it out because he's at home with me, you know, and if I can figure it out, I want to see how you can figure it out, and you're getting paid to do it, you know.
What happened to the meetings? What happened to the teacher calling us and saying, look, I need to set up a meeting to talk to you? I remember, you know, it was a time that even with me when I was in school, the teacher would call my parents, send a letter home or whatever, and say, look, we need to have a meeting. It even was to the point, like, look, we have a meeting first. We talk about the situation. We monitor the situation for it to get better. And let's not forget with our children, this is just one part of, you know, of us, you know, working towards our true value. Even if your kid is acting crazy, and I'm going to tell y'all, at the age of 11 and 12, that's when their hands start spinning around. Whether it's a boy or a girl,
it doesn't matter
if it's a boy or a girl, their hands start spinning around. But the thing about it is, if your child or if you have lost somebody that has died or somebody that was value to them, a mother or a father got locked up, the child may start to react and act out in different behavior. It does affect those kids.
Yes, it does. Come on, we're going to announce it.
It affects the kids
more than we think it does.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It affects them a lot more than we think it does.
Yes, and that's why we need to keep our eyes open about that situation. And that's when I say, again, not recognizing our true value in dealing with the men that we deal with. Because I had a man in my life that I loved, and he went in and out of jail for almost 5 years. It took me 4 years to say, you know what, I'm done. I can't do this no more. My kids and me is more important than you going in and out of jail. And regardless if you and the father is not together or you with a new man or whatever the case may be, we have to evaluate ourselves first and evaluate these men. Because what they doing, and not even on the men's side, on the female side, if you got a chick and she going in and out of jail or she having problems, she blacking out in front of the kids, she blacking out here, she's not being a good role model, you think your daughter or your son is not going to take on the traits that they have?
You have to let that go. Exactly. And the same way with, like me, I have all boys. So if I have a man who's constantly slapping me to the ground, eventually they're going to feel like, well, let's slap mommy to the ground. And then any other female that they encounter with that does something that they may not agree with, slap them to the ground, you know, and then they'll act like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a given. And then us as women, we get kind of selfish because we're like, well, this is the man I want, whether he's doing the right thing with my kids, my mother, the people outside, my friends. This is what I want. So that's where our selfishness comes in to play because we ain't thinking about the outside people around us. We're thinking about us. This is who I'm laying with. So no matter what you think, he think, they think, I got to lay with them. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, and you wonder why your child is 12 years old outside with his pants hanging down, with a pack in his butt, talking about what's popping. You know what I'm saying? Because you decided that this is what you wanted because that's your man. But you're going to get chicken, baby. So, you know, that's a whole other situation in itself with that far as women. You know, and picking these guys. And I can say from my own experience, being selfish, you know, like me, I moved up to New Jersey. I didn't ask my kids if they wanted to come, how did they feel about coming. I wanted to move to New Jersey, and I wanted to leave. I didn't think about my kids leaving their cousins, their schools, their grandparents. I was just thinking the fact of they still the same. Anyway, they're not going to change, and I'm leaving. I didn't think about how it was going to affect Jamie leaving all his cousins, how it was going to, you know, and that was something selfish on my behalf that I'm also dealing with. So as a woman, we have to just start taking responsibility and, like you said, start knowing our true value.
Because at the end of the day, when everything is all said and done and we're about to get into a music in a little bit, we're going to get into some showstoppers because we all showstopper. Showstopper for sure. Showstopper for sure, y'all. Getting into our true value. Stop putting yourself to the back burner. Stop trying to make a situation comfortable for somebody else if it ain't comfortable for you. And I like what the Queen Stacy said about, you know, asking your kids about your next move. You know, a lot of times I think we feel like they don't pay no bills in this house. They don't do this and they don't do that. Why should they have something to say? You know, who is these kids to be telling me they ain't my friends, they my kids? But you know what? At the end of the day, they opinion.
They have a say so, yes, because they have to live with whatever you're living with. So their opinions are very valid. They are very valid. You know, and it took me so long to figure that out, that my child's opinion is more valid than what I'm giving.
But you know what? I think that's true value, to come in and get some honesty with yourself. It's all right to make a mistake, but getting honest with yourself, queens, for so long we allot to ourselves. We're about to go into the break, and before I go into the break, I want to give a shout-out to my online queens that's tuning in right now. Got to give a shout-out to my online queens that's tuning in right now. Shout-out to guests 15299. Guest 15850, guest 16058, guest 16086. We about to get into some music. We about to get into some Danny Kane showstoppers. And when we come back, we gonna go more deeper into these chronicles. Let's go.
You wanna be star? I'll make you a star. Handshake from me's a redeemable coupon. Knowing me will get you all them little perks. So you need to double back, throw that auto in reverse. It's pure beauty, can finally put a face to it. So never stop, shorty girl, leak, break fluid. The night pedicures, walking on better floors. Feeding in your Aston, Jimmy Choo, better store. I've been around the globe, my English is rusty. Trust me, you can hear that ocean when you touch me. I know you do for self, you ain't getting stepped on or overlooked. Pardon me, forgive me. My name's Sean. Let's go.
Show stopping at the letter. The red shining with the open. Hydraulic make our heads go fly. Hair blowing in the breeze. Don't we superstar? Put in the keys, make that engine. Three in the back, one in the passenger. So creeping cause we look best fly. All the boys trying to taste our candy fries. We in the car. Don't do the boys there. We smile back. All my girls in the rainbow.
dream with them candy six foes. Louis V. Snakes, matching Louis V. C. See a wag like no other. Hold the mother's take. To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Call
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in to Women Chronicles. Women Chronicles is a place where we come to share our success stories and also our war stories as well. Go ahead, get yourself together, get your kids in order. Tune in with me now. Put the phone on mute and be a superwoman as we already is. Today we talking about your true value. Too many times, me, myself, and other queens out there put ourselves to the back burners and, you know, put people in front of us. And a lot of times, like the Queen Stacy was saying, I'm going to open up her mic in a few, that we do it on our own selfish desire, my own guilty pleasure. We uproot our kids. We make decisions without consulting with our kids. And I think that comes from a generational standpoint. Because when my mama moved, I moved. When my mama did this, I did this. I really did not really have a choice at the end of the day because my mother would turn to me and say, hold on, homegirl. You don't pay no bills. You ain't my friend. You my child. So don't worry about where you going and leaving your friends. You will make new friends. But on the same token, when you move your child somewhere and they go to a new school or whatever the case may be, what type of friends are they making? What type of people are there involving themselves in? What type of future did you just put your child in for your own guilty pleasure? And I'm, guilty of that as well, putting a man in front of my kids. And giving my children the basic needs, like, oh, I thought to myself, like, well, all they need is shelter. They got a roof over their head. They got clean clothes. They got food. But it was a lot of times in situations where I could have been going out with my kids, doing things with my children, showing them a different part of life rather than running up to that county. Rather than waking up early in the morning and going up to that county, putting money on the books and doing everything else. Rather than going on that date that night, I could have stayed at the house with my kids, saved myself a buck or two, and had a damn V8 and spent some time with them. And a lot of these kids, that's what they're missing now. Because a lot of us women, we just want company. But we don't even realize that we already got company there. Them kids, you can be investing that time into your children. You know, and it's all about that honesty piece. You got to get honest with yourself. If you don't get honest with yourself, you're going to continue to live a lie. And then 10 years later, you're going to look up. You don't respect yourself. Your man don't respect you. Your kids don't respect you. And now you're realizing that I didn't put all these people in front of me, and I ain't been on my bike, and now I got to start from scratch. And what happens when you do that? You want to have a pity party. Pity, pity me, why me? Then we call up our so-called girlfriends, our so-called family members, and have a pity party on the phone with them. And you know what they do? And some of them do, not all of them, they turn around and have a talk about tea party about you. And then you mad. oh, she never was a friend to me. She never did this. She never did that. You gave them a palette to talk about your business. They ain't know nothing that was going on with you until you told them. I want y'all to call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to get your whole true value situation going on, man. You got to know your true value. Toya, can you hear me, queen?
Yeah, I got you.
You can go ahead and chime in on that. What you think about that situation right there, queen?
Well, you know what I think. I mean, if everything is right, you can't put yourself on the back burner for somebody else. You got to make sure you put self first, but of course you got to think about your kids because your kids is yourself. Because when you they get older, they're going to look up to you and they're going to want to do everything you do.
That acceptance piece, I'm about to hit y'all in the head right now. And a lot of shit, we definitely got to flush down the toilet. I got to get a flush on this. A lot of shit, we got to start flushing down the toilet. You want to know why a lot of us put our the men or whoever in front of our kids is that acceptance piece? Because we didn't have that father figure. We didn't have that person in our life. So now now you got grown men calling grown women calling their men daddy. I want to talk about that right now on Women's Chronicles. I don't know where it came from, how it went about. I have myself been guilty of calling my man daddy, but that ain't my damn daddy. How could I call this man my daddy and I'm sexually intimate with him? That's kind of creepy for me at the end of the day. And I catch myself to this day like, hold on, queen. That's your man. That's not your father. He can't give you that daddy love because he's not your father. He's not your daddy. And then what happens is because my father wasn't there, because my father didn't let me know or show me how a man's supposed to treat me, now I'm dependent on my man, my mate, my husband, my significant other to teach me and show me. I'm going to let Stacey chime in on that situation. Queen, can you hear me?
Yes, girl, I can hear you, girl. You know I'm over here falling down because you know I be on it daddy. Yes, girl, yes, and it's right because it's like, where did it come from, you know? Then it wasn't a cute little, like, you know, and it's just to give them the authority that, you know, they are the man of the house, you know, or that they are in charge maybe. You know, I don't know how it went, you know, because, see, I'm even guilty of it with my kids. I have three boys. And I have one child that everybody calls him little daddy because he just was always an in-charge child, as you know, coming out of the womb. So, you know, it's like a given. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's a given, you know, with it. You know, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing because you have the men who enjoy it, but then you got the men who take it and run with it. Like, I'm daddy for real. You know, so I mean, they take it and run with it for real. Like, you become the daughter and they become the daddy. You know, it's like stand up, sit down, shut up. You know, yeah, I did it, but I'm daddy. Yes, I did come in last night, but I'm daddy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. So now I don't put myself in a position that I made you feel like you daddy. Now I'm mad because you didn't come in last night. But I told you you was daddy. So I gave you that right. You know what I'm saying? That to do.
And now I'm mad, and now I'm like, well, you know, this is, and the man looking at you like, huh? But it's sad that he, you know, it's not really that sad because we confuse the man. We calling him daddy. He in that position. But respect is respect. Love is part-time, full-time, all the time. If you don't want me to do something, then you don't do it. I'm definitely not off of double standards. Like, I can't stand double standard situations.
I cannot
do
it.
and you turn around and do it yourself. But I've come to the conclusion within my own self why women call their man daddy, and why some women, I can't say all women, I can't speak for all queens, but why some women call their man daddy. I don't know how it came about. I thought it was a pimp up, hose down thing, but it's really not, because it's mad chicks out there that call their man daddy and they ain't hoes, from what I know. Was done in the dark always.
Yes,
comes
I know
life.
Some Muslim chicks. I know some women. I know, like, my pastor, his wife, I've heard her saying daddy, you know, and it's more so of the authority thing, letting them know he's the man of the house, he's in charge, like I was saying.
You welcome, baby.
You know, he's in charge or whatever, so we give him, you know, the daddy role. That's how I look at it. But the men take it and they run with it to the extreme of, now I'm daddy. Now they take you from your level and put you down with the kids now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you done told them they was daddy. When we were at an equal, we were equal with man and woman. Now I'm saying daddy, but also at the same time, like, I have a boyfriend too who calls me mama. So it's still like, okay, but I'm still not going to bend you over and spank you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you still feel like you can smack me to the ground because I said you were daddy. So it's still like, you know, and a man, so I guess it's a man's world. But now that you look at it, the women are the ones with the jobs. The women are the ones who's taking care of the kids. The women are the ones who's running everything down to Michelle Obama and Obama. You feel what I'm saying? Michelle was running this shit. Obama ain't doing nothing. Oh, Michelle is running this shit. She's saying who, what, when, where, and how, and she's still probably saying daddy at the end of the night.
And you know what?
So
nothing is wrong with backing your man. Nothing is wrong with backing your man and holding him down, because the saying goes, behind every strong man, and I'm not just going to say black man, behind every strong man, there's a strong
woman.
We're giving your man some type of authority for him to feel like a man. But why should I have to bow down for you to feel like a man? You need to be secure within yourself and
yourself
already feel
anyway.
Like you're
a man.
A man's job is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities.
But it takes a woman to validate the man's manhood. The woman is who validates it and makes them feel that they're a man, because a woman can completely take that away from a man. I'm proven witness. I've done it.
Yeah.
Completely take a man from being a man to wearing a diaper in a matter of seconds, especially with that tongue we got. You know, they got the strength, but we got the brain.
They can build the
house, but we can blow it down with our breath.
Yeah, we definitely can cut a man down and tear him down, but that's another thing
down.
that comes back with true value. True value,
exactly.
Is so
value.
Important. True value. You should not need anybody to validate who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And it says it in the Bible, if you make the things of the world your friend, you make God your enemy. Now, who would you want to be your enemy, God or some haters?
I can let
the world be my enemy, but I would not allow the Lord to be my enemy, because he created all things. I have to understand and tap into my true value. It's so important for us to stay prayed up. Any situation you're going through, stay prayed up. You got some haters, pray on them. Your kids acting crazy, pray on them. Your finances ain't in order, pray on it. Your health ain't in order, pray on it.
But another thing, too, and not to even cut you off with that, is it's the way of the world now in 2011, who knows their true values? Who knows what makes them happy? It's the world that gives us an impression on what we think makes us happy. Do your kids really make you happy, or did the world make you think your kids are supposed to make you happy? Does having money really make you happy, or is it the world that has you thinking that that's supposed to make you happy? Who knows? Because at the end of the day, you have to think back. What really makes you happy at the end of the day? Is being with your kids and your man and comfortable in your house making you happy, or do you still feel like, ugh?
Mm.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Is it a temporary happiness or is it a
temporary happiness? Exactly. It's all temporary things. So therefore, that's why it comes all back to your true value. Like you said, if you don't know your true value, there's no way you're going to know what makes you happy, who makes you happy. You're not going to know. Because you don't even know within yourself your own true value. And that's something I'm dealing with. What makes me happy? Because when my kids are here, I'm still saying shut up. When they're not here, I'm like, oh, I miss my kids because it's quiet. You know what I'm saying? So what?
I think with that being said, that's why it's so important for us to get with ourselves. Take your time out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the emotions of another, of your kids, of the world can bring you to be an ugly individual.
Yeah, because the only thing you're trying to do is meet up to the standards of the people, places, and things around you.
And with that being said, go ahead, Queen.
You know how many bums out here who are actually happy?
Yeah.
Like, they're okay with themselves. They are okay. They're doing exactly what they want to do. They want to be outside. They want to ask for change. They want to, and even with myself, if I'm too comfortable, I have to stir up some type of chaos to make some, because that's how I was raised, with some type of something in the world, not some type of being in there. Like, it's not going to be, it's just not right if there's not some type of stressful situation in it. You know what I mean? If my shit is selling too much, hold on. It's a setup. It's a setup. This shit too good. It's a setup. I got to make something happen. You know what I mean? And that's the world. That's some shit we done been trained to do and to live. If my shit is selling too smooth, Abby, you already know, I'll be like, hold up.
Something ain't right. But with that being said, Queen, that's why we have to recognize what's going on. Them people, places, and things around you, where you came from. My mother got high. My mother smoked crack. My mother died at 37 years old. Died. She's gone. So does that mean that I follow behind her and smoke crack and die at 37? Why is it that I'm 29 years old and 37 is a milestone for me, Queen? Just because your mother, your family, your aunties, your cousin, your sister, cousin, best friend, baby, father, little dog on the side did this does not mean that you have to follow in suit. It's about breaking that cycle. Recognition. That's what I wanted to touch on right now. Recognizing the part that you play in your own madness. It's so important for you to recognize the part that you play in your own madness, your own depression, your own attitude. These are choices that we make for ourselves. In order for you to understand what the true value is, you need to get some positive things in your life. If you negative on the left, you negative on the right, most likely you're going to be negative up and down. It's time for us to take some responsibility for the reason why our life has a lot of chaos in it. I couldn't understand it, what was going on and why it was chaos, why I was losing everything, why I end up in the shelter with my son. It's because of the decisions that I made at the end of the day. It didn't have anything to do with the people around me. Unfortunately, decisions that I made reflect on my family, reflect on my son, and they had to take the back burner and the pain because of what I did. I had to get up and recognize with myself and stop them drugs. I smoke weed so much that I stopped getting high. When it gets to the point that you drink or you smoke and you stop getting drunk and you stop getting high, it's a problem, baby. Ain't nothing but destruction is coming after that. That's why I'm talking about recognition right now. If you always fussing and fighting with your man, if you always fussing and fighting with your family, with your sister, you need to step, or your cousin, whoever it may be, your neighbor, you need to step back and say, what did I put into this for my own self? I want to get some more info for another queen that got a hand up. 614, you're now live. Holla at us, queen.
Hey, Diva. This is For the Love of Nikiva. And I was just wanting to touch a few things that you said. One, sometimes we're so used to losing, we don't recognize when we're winning. So that's why we have so much chaos and decision in our home, is because we don't realize that we're already winning. That's a lot from a generational curse. We're used to losing. We're used to taking care of ourselves. We're used to, you know what I'm saying, doing all those things that men technically should be doing, or that's the role that they, you know, they should be playing. But sometimes we get so caught up in the curse that we don't even know that the blessing overrides the curse.
The blessing was overriding the curse. Girl, you just gave me goosebumps, and I like what you said. We so used and to losing that
we
don't recognize what we're winning.
We don't even know it. Like, we don't know that we have it good because we so used to everything being bad.
Girl, you just blew a couple of front laces and doobies out the window when you said that.
I'm serious. I'm all for the winning. And sometimes, even if it's a small win, you got to know it's a win.
Yeah, even if it's a small win, a baby steps is a win too, y'all. Stacey, I see you. I'm about to get to you. But baby steps is a win. And even we got to stay prayed up and motivating our own self. Motivate yourself. Why do we depend on people to motivate us? Why we can't motivate our own self?
Absolutely. And if friends that you're with, if they're not helping bring you up and motivate you and build you up, then those are not the right friends that you need to be around.
I
believe that you can teach yourself. I believe that you can. People say people don't know stuff because they wasn't taught. Teach yourself. If you want to be a better person, teach yourself. Seek people that's better. Take your butt to church. Pray. You know what I'm saying? Surround yourself with positive people.
But a lot of us have a good start and a poor finish.
Absolutely.
We have a good start, but the poor finish come in. Let me open up Stacey's line. Stacey, your mic is open.
All right, and I really like what she said about us not even knowing where we're winning, and that goes back to the cup being, looking at the cup half empty instead of half full, you know, because we can be on top, and just because we're not where we're at and we're so impatient, that we don't bring the little progress we did make, we'll just totally throw that out the box because that's just not enough for us. And we're not looking at the fact that we have totally came from A to D, but just because we're not at S right now, we're upset and we're going to just throw all of that away and start over again. And we're all starting back from scratch. You know, and it's like in a replacing mode. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like building up a house. You know, if you're constantly replacing bricks, there's no way you're going to get to the top because you keep knocking the fucking bricks out the bottom. And you keep constantly replacing the bricks. You're too busy replacing. You can't add nothing new when you constantly replacing shit. You know what I mean? Like, simple as that. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I'll deal with. I'm so into replacing shit. Ain't no way I'm going to see nothing new. I can't even keep. I don't know what's coming out next week because I'm still replacing what the fuck I lost last month. But I ain't even looking at what came out last week. I can't tell you the next video game that came out because my son broke the video game that came out last year. So I got to get him that back before I can go get him the one that just came out. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, so right about that.
You know,
I like what you said about I like what you said about replacing bricks, and I like what Nikiba said about, you know, we so used to losing that we don't know when we're winning.
We don't even recognize when we're winning, girl.
We don't even recognize, yes, when we winning, and that's what comes with true value. Ain't nothing wrong with focusing on you. We about to get deeper. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Women's Chronicles, baby. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into this music by Sharifa, the soundtrack of my life. This is definitely a deep joint right there. And when I come back, the Queens is going to blow your mind with even more stuff. Know your true value, man. Mm-hmm.
Fine, Swift. Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know what it is. It's May 4th, 2011. We getting our Women Chronicles on. We touching on everything and anything up under the sun. Don't play with us because you need to know your true values. One thing I want to put out there is the beautiful thing about a work in progress is the flawless finish, y'all. It does not matter where you are in life. What you accomplish, what you failed at, what you going back and forth with. It's the flawless finish. And the flawless finish at the end of the day is with the Lord. The Queens has been touching on so many things, so many situations that we go through, and I like what Nikiba said about a lot of times we be winning. Well, I mean, a lot of times we so used to losing that we don't know when we winning. You got to recognize when you winning. And when you get that win, accept that win. When you accomplish something, be proud of it. Whether you went back to school and got your GED, whether you went back to school and Nikiba and Stacey, I see y'all, I'm about to open y'all up. Be proud of your accomplishments no matter what age you are. Be proud, queen. Do you know how hard it was for a lot of us to get to certain places in our life? We can be repeating the same cycle for another 10 years. Like, who was that? It was the comedian that said, he was talking about Michael Jackson. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson, no disrespect. But I think it was Cat that was like, you know, if a person is calling you a crackhead for 13 years or saying something about you, at the end of the day, it might be true. So you want to evaluate your situation. I'm going to open up Stacey's mic, and I'm going to open Toya's mic is open. I'm going to open up Nikiba's mic, too, because I'm about to go in on neglect. That's what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about neglect because so many times we neglect our kids, we neglect us, we neglect situations, and what happens later is either you When you was neglected as a child or your kid was neglected, they're going to start to seek acceptance. We start to see acceptance and having a low self-esteem. And when you have a low self-esteem, you will put up with any damn thing.
Anything.
I'm going to go ahead and Stacey Queen. I'm going to go ahead and Stacey, you blast off, then we're going to have Nikiba blast off, and then I'm going to go to the Queen Toya to blast off on that whole neglect situation. Let's keep it to that 3 to 4 minutes so we can be able to share these chronicles, my G. Stacey, you can go ahead and blast off, homie.
But wait a minute, let me give you this blast off with this system. Now, I told y'all about my son in his school, right? Now, he goes to school and mimic every movie he done seen. He ain't never seen Dead People Are the Devil until he seen The Sixth Sense. Okay? He goes to school. They done called him bad and told him he was the devil so many times. He told them, you know what? You right. The devil was my daddy. And he told me to be bad in school. Right?
Oh, hell no.
Girl, don't see these white folks run with it. Now, I got one of them six-year-olds, and you already know. Girl, they run with it. Girl, seeing all types of psychiatrists. Girl, some of everything, right? Girl, I'm trying to explain that he's mimicking movies, and I can bring the movies and the clips in to show you that he's quoting it word for word. Girl, they told me if I didn't take him to the crisis center and let them fill him up with medicine, I would be charged with neglect to my child's medical needs.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, that's my first question is, Queen, that's your job to monitor what he watches. That's one. But then, second of all, for them to say that they're going to charge you with neglect because you're not attending to his medical needs because you won't give him no medicine. I got a medicine for my child if he acting up. It's called an
ass up. Yes,
ass
up. Oh, honey.
Yeah.
That's neglect to your child.
It's not ass up. It's not always the answer. But, you know, for some children, they just need a
when you
good,
know your child and you know your
woman.
Child is being manipulative and you know your child is manipulating and saying, and when you can ask your child, why would you tell them that you see the devil? And he laugh in your face and say, oh, Mom, I was joking. Oh, it's ass whooping time. For sure. For sure. And when my child told me, when the teacher told me, if you hit me, then I can call the diapers program. I said, well, you know what? Let me give you the number.
Let me call them for you.
Mm-hmm. Let me show you what that program about. Girl, the diaper sleeper came. And she said, well, what you want me to do? Here I go. Here I go. You still hear the devil? You still hear him? Because I don't hear him. I don't see him. Oh, I was just playing. And mind you, they still, after all this is said and done, still want to tell me it just might be some truth in it, so fill him up with the pills. So he can get the jitters and have suicidal thoughts and have a loss of appetite. Because he brought a toy to school and didn't want to give it up.
202 Genius, I see you. I'm going to let you chime in a second. Nakiba, go ahead, Queen. Let him have it.
As far as neglect is concerned, I mean, if you're letting other people tell you how to raise your kids and what to, you know, give them medicines and that sort of thing, I think you're neglecting your role as a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we have to stand very strong on what we believe and what's good for our kids. But as far as neglect is concerned, most times, real mothers, the only person they're neglecting, like you said, is themselves. I mean, the bills. The kids are taken care of, you know what I'm saying? You take care of, you do whatever else, grandbabies, the whole nine. The only person who's ever going to be neglected is yourself if you're really handling your business. And then if you're really handling your business, you're not going to be neglected either.
Hmm. Hmm.
Basically, like you said, it's just time management. I mean, it's 24 hours in a day, you know what I'm saying? And because I don't work anymore, my day consists of getting up, cooking, cleaning, running after a 2-year-old, taking care of a 16-year-old, and when the 16-year-old comes home from school, dinner's on the table.
Okay.
And I done paid bills, I done went, did doctor's appointments, and did whatever else needs to be done.
Uh-huh.
It just comes down to managing your time. You know, there's no neglect.
You're definitely right about that. Let's go ahead and get Genius on the line. My brother is live in the building with a Genius. Holla at us, my G.
What's going on, Queen? Salute to all the
Queens
that's actually on. I just wanted to call in and get my support.
I definitely appreciate that. Genius, we're talking about knowing your true value. A lot of times, women, we don't know our true values. And one of the key points that the Queens made, and Nakiba was said that, you know, a lot of times we so used to losing that we don't know when we winning. And then Stacey hit him in the head one more time and said, you know, we so used to fixing everything, we so used to rebuilding everything that we using the same bricks that we used before to build a foundation and wonder why it's falling. And wonder why it's falling down. It's so important for you to know your true value. You don't have to just work within your city. You don't have to just take this minimum pay or this minimum job. And even if you're not working right now, it's so important for you to know your true value and know that you can run your own company. The United States is so caught up, oh, it ain't no jobs. We can't go to work. And there's nowhere to get a job. Well, you create a job. Genius, you go ahead and chime in on that situation.
Well, I definitely appreciate the views, and I definitely agree you know, with a lot of the views that they have. I mean, me personally, I definitely believe in creating opportunities when, when they are none. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's important. And, you know, I know when I called in, I heard one of the young ladies, I don't know which one it was, but was speaking about, you know, situations with the kids. I'm all for discipline, you know, discipline, not abuse. So, but, you know, I think we all need, as parents, you know, being a parent myself, taking active roles into our kids' lives, and they definitely have to have discipline. You know, that's a necessity. I'm from the old school. If I wasn't disciplined, you know, as a youth, I would be running reckless right now. You know, there has to be that emphasis that's implemented so that we know the lines not to cross, you know, and properly understanding, you know, the difference between right or wrong, I think is very, very important. You know, and I think sometimes society can steer us in the wrong way. Just because the majority is agreeing upon something doesn't mean that
what they agree upon is right.
You know, and at the end of the day, like you said, knowing your value, you know, we know what's right and wrong within us and our situation. We know our situation. No one knows our situation better than us, you know. And having the courage is one, you know, especially with women, having the courage and the strength enough to stand out and build and do the right things, I think is very important, especially with women, because they carry a burden that we as men don't carry. A lot of times they're stuck with the situations of the kids because the fathers are in jail, you know, or not there and a lot of things. And that's a lot of pressure to put on one individual, you know. So I commend all the mothers that are out there, all the single moms that's out there, and all the moms that's actually doing their job. You know, I also say that we have to do things necessary to improve the way we do our job because we all need improvement.
I definitely thank you for that piece right there. I'm going to go ahead and open up Toya line. Queen, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, you can go ahead and chime in on that situation.
Well, yeah, I agree with Genius on the, you know, us doing so much for the other people, you know, as far as we not knowing what we got to do for ourselves. We need to go to school and do what we got to do to better ourselves before we try to better other people. Like you're, like I said before, like my daughter, you know, as far as the neglect goes, she wants me to do more stuff with her. You know, you're supposed to do whatever you got to do for all of your kids. But as far as a woman and a little girl goes, you have to show her the little girly stuff as well as the woman stuff, be there for any questions she have. And I have been, you know, at fault for that. I need to spend a little bit more time with her with that. So I agree with all everyone saying.
Time management is very important. We have to have a time management. As mothers, we need a planner. It's whether we got it on our cell phone, whether we got a paperback planner, whether we do it on our computers, but you have to manage your time correctly and have some activities not only for yourself, yourself first. See, we a lot of times we fail to realize we like a house. You got to know the equity on yourself, the value of yourself. I have to take care of me. Not only do I need to know the value of who I am and where I want to go as a woman, but I need to take care of my health. My health is important. And, if you know, a lot of women wonder, oh, I've been having these stomach pains, these migraines, this depression, this nervousness, these jitters. It's stress, hun. It's stress, queen. The reason why you're going through that is because you're not giving your mental a chance to relax, and it's reflecting in your physical. You stressed out about everything else, these mediocre things within the world you so stressed about and wondering why you can't get to A and B. And then a lot of times, women, we want things to be perfect. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect, especially not within the world, within the life that we in, and nothing is stable. Don't go out of your way to put yourself in a position, living situation. Why would you move into a house where the rent is $1,000 and you only make $500 for the month? That's my question. All right, you got this person with you. They say they're going to help you out, but it's not guaranteed. Anything can change. So any decision that you decide to make within your future and later on, make sure you make a solid investment. You make a solid purchase. Like as far as the car, I'm not going to finance and lease the car. You want to know why? Because I got to pay insurance on the car, and I got to buy gas for this car. These are two things that I'm going to have to pay for the life of the car and the life of me. But if I purchase that car outright, I won't have to worry about making payments on my car. I'd rather get a little bucket and drive around in it until I get the money to get the car that I want. Why would I get a Cadillac and I only make $23,000 a year? Y'all know how much money it costs to maintenance and keep up a Cadillac? Any Cadillac. You can't even go to like a regular dealer, I mean a regular mechanic, you could, but they're going to tell you, well, we got to get the parts for this Cadillac, and it has to come from the Cadillac company. And most likely the parts that cost for a Cadillac is more than your rent. Know that. So that's another opportunity for the devil to get in and stress you out, stress your situation out, give you another worry. And we fail to realize, as black women and Spanish women, Latino women, we are the women that has a not to say that other cultures don't, but primarily we are the women that stress a lot, and it caused for us to stress so much that an aneurysm busts in our head, that we have an aneurysm, a vessel busts live in our head. Now, if you're gone, who's going to take care of your kids? Who's going to take care of you? Who's going to be there for you and your children? Who's going to hold you down? A lot of times we say, can't nobody take care of my kids like me. But let me tell you something. Can't nobody take care of you like you.
I'm talking about like you've been back and forth.
Who's going to take care of you like you at the end of the day? So that's why you have to look at yourself as a company. You have to look at yourself as an initial investment. You are the wheels of everything that goes on around you. Your family, you the tree, you the strong tower, and they all branch off from you. But if the roots die, then most likely the leaves and the flowers are going to die too. Time management is very, very important. Now, speaking of neglect, I wanted to touch on this situation right here because it's a damn shame that I'm able to just look at my Yahoo or look at my phone and hear about these kids being molested and raped. It's not cool.
Right.
It's not cool. Molestation and rape by the man that was in the house or who you leaving your kids with. It doesn't matter if they're the biological father or not. And you shouldn't have to come out with your security kit and say, look, I need your fingerprints, I need a sample, a hair sample, I need some blood, I need your eyebrows, whatever the case may be is. I think a lot of times we want to be, men and women, not just women, but men and women, we want to be with a person so much to have this person that we start to neglect negative behaviors within that person. I want y'all to chime in on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I'm going to open up my queen, Mike Nakiba. I'm going to open up her mic right now so she can chime in on that situation. Your mic is open, queen.
Okay, thank you. As far as security with your kids, there's no over the limit. Like, when my older son was younger, I always told him secrets separate us. So, therefore, no adult should tell you a secret. No adult needs your help with anything. And I'll just ask questions. You know what I'm saying? If I don't like something, if I see something that I don't like, I'm going to speak on it right then and there. But I was so protective of my older son and my younger son. Like, even to this day, like, my older son didn't start spending the night anywhere probably until he was, like, 8 or 9 years old.
Okay.
I want to make sure you can communicate very well what happened over such and such a house.
Mm-hmm.
It was a situation where a family member's stepson was gay, and my baby was over there spending the night, and I cussed that family member out. I told him, you know, don't take choices away from me. Not to say that he's not going to do or he is going to do anything to my child, but I still want to know that this particular person is over there, and he was a child himself.
Mm-hmm.
But just for the simple fact, you coming out your mouth saying that you like guys and you acting like a little you know, fairy and all that, I need to know that you're over there with my kid. I need to know that.
Because that can be a person that has a hidden agenda. And yep. Even being young and gay, and I see all I see it over here in Washington, even before I left Jersey, you know, nothing is wrong with your sexual preference or whatever that you decide to do with and for yourself. But it's the behavior. It's the influence
Absolutely.
That you will have on another child. And most likely you're confused because if you are a person that likes the opposite sex or whatever the case may be, your personal business is your own.
Right.
I'm not going to say I'm a high who I am, but if I was an individual that was gay, I would be happy with my mate. I don't need to go around saying, yeah, it's me, uh-huh, look at me, this, and that, so forth. But it's some females and males that's out there that's flamboyant, and they want you to know who they are. But you don't have to put anybody that's putting themselves out there to say, look at me, is really not happy with themselves at the end of the day.
Think about this. How many times on TV, I just noticed last night watching the TV, why do you have to come out and tell me your sexuality when you're on a show about singing? I think it's too overly accepted. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I don't
yeah.
want to see that, and I don't want to hear it. I have nothing against whatever your choices are, but what does your sexuality have to do with a singing show?
Hmm.
How does that make sense?
Do
you want a show to sing. Why are you talking about your sexuality?
It's not cool.
But I'm very, very, very vigilant on who's around my kids, their behaviors, everything. There's no, if I ain't known you for a couple years, you can't even come in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what your intentions are. And I feel like just from other situations, sometimes we invite the devil into our own house.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you got to be careful. Like, those kids are only kids once. And if somebody takes their innocence away, you can never get it back.
Never get it back. Ever.
You can never get that trust back. You can never forgive yourself for allowing this person in your house, in your home. It's just certain stuff, and it's so funny because my teenager, my baby had went to church with my mom, and he had got hurt or whatever, and my teenager said, you know, he's not as precious to them as he is to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit home, and that, you know, you can still go with grandma, but we're going to have to put some more rules and regulations on grandma.
Mm-hmm. And ain't nothing wrong with telling grandma. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with telling grandma, grandpa, you know, this is what I expect. This is how I feel, and they should respect
how
you feel.
I don't play those games, and I let her know. She was like, oh, he was at children's church. Well, how about if nobody from our family is at children's church, he don't go to children's church. He's 2 years old. She apologized and she got it. She understands. I don't play.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to my kids, I don't care if my kids are dead, wrong, doing whatever. I'm going to defend them with my whole life, with my whole heart,
mm-hmm.
every single time. So, I mean, it's always been like that. My kids tell me something, like a teacher said my son did something at school. When we all sit down talking, if my son disputes it, then I'm rolling with my son because he's sitting this right in front of you that he ain't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
that's the
let's
opportunity
say this, queen,
to tell me the truth.
Let's say this, queen, because a lot of times we can hinder our kids. I'm not saying to believe the teacher and not to believe the teacher and not to believe the child, but the child will lie.
Oh,
you know,
no doubt.
We need they need to know that we back them. Yeah, we need to know that I back you. You know, I came here on your behalf. But I'm
going
to monitor your situation. Because if it's a repeated behavior, you know, if it's a repeated behavior, then, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Because these teachers are with our kids 8 hours out of the day.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times, you know, if they coming from the school to the Boys and Girls Club, we don't see those kids until maybe later on 5 or 6 o'clock when it's time for dinner. They wash up, they get ready for the next day. So, you know, and that's one thing that I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that because I'm getting tired of something happened in the school. Here's the scenario. Your child come home. Mama, my teacher said this to me, and she held me in from recess because of this, and that. And then here goes the mother, other parents. Ain't that about a B, such and such and such. I'm going to cuss this B out when I get up there. You do not have the right. It is not the right. And you fucking your child up because what you're doing is your child should not think for 1 minute that you and the teacher are enemies. That teacher job is there to teach your child and to protect you. You'll be like, all right, well, we're going to go up there tomorrow, and we'll talk about the situation and see what happens.
And what I do is always tell my son or my, you know, my kids, I'm a roll with you if you're telling the truth. If you get caught in a lie, I'm going to deal with you the same. But I never assume that one thing happened, because the eyes of the child is not the same as the eyes of an adult. They don't make rational decisions. They don't tell rational stories. So that's part of neglect. If you don't know your child, you know what I'm saying, well enough to know that maybe something ain't right about this story.
Exactly. And if you don't pay attention to your child's behavior, they're going to go from being lying little kids to lying little adults. It's sad.
Absolutely.
It's sad.
Absolutely.
That I know an individual that just lies for no reason. You can be in a great situation and mess your situation up because you're lying about what happened and what you're capable of or what was going forward. There's no need. And when that comes into, when nobody can trust you and your word doesn't mean anything to anybody anymore or to the people that you were chilling with or whoever you was doing business with, it's over for you. When you can't be trusted, nobody wants to do business with you. Nobody that's associated with you. Nobody wants to be your friend or friends with anybody you know, because they thinking, look, this person lied and lied and lied about this, 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 and that, and I ain't got time, and I'm looking to deal with the real people. But too many times I see mothers go up to the school with the kid, dragging them by the arm, getting slick, getting smart with the teacher. And the child, what do you think is going to get better after that? No, the child just seen you disrespect the teacher, so guess what?
They're
going to disrespect the teacher too.
Absolutely.
Women's Women Chronicles, y'all. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm definitely feeling the topic that we're touching on as far as the whole molestation and rape thing and kidnap. It is okay to be overprotective of your child. It is okay to know what's going on with your child. It is okay to know who's around your child, whoever they go with, to check up on them. And if anybody is feeling any type of way about it, your child does not need to be around them. And if you know that they're a negative person, another thing, sacrifice. Okay, I got to go to work. I ain't really got nobody on my side. I ain't got nobody on my team to work with me. So I'm going to let this person watch my child and help me out with this situation. But you don't, you know that this person has negative things about them. You know that this person has a situation going on with them. And shout out to the 862. I see you. But
I don't know if you can see that.
You know this person got negative stuff going on with them, and you allow your child to be around them. And then you wonder why your child has this funky behavior and this funky attitude. Because they with this person for at least a couple of hours while you at work. Do not sacrifice leaving your child in a bad environment so you can go to work, period. And it's all about knowing your true value. That's the topic of the show tonight, y'all, knowing your true value, not putting yourself to the back burner, queen. Stop making excuses for where you should be and where you want to go in life. Get some honesty with yourself, queen. We take our kids through so much, and I like what the Queen Stacy said. She said, I uprooted and moved from Ohio to Cincinnati, Ohio, to Newark, New Jersey, and I didn't confirm it with my kids. So what? Our kids don't pay any bills, and they ain't our friends. But later on, you're going to have to deal with them kids, them teenagers, when they start lashing out, because I didn't want to come here in the first place. I don't know why I moved here. I got to make new friends, which at the end of the day end up turning to be crazy little other kids that's been caught up in the whole ghetto part of life or the negative part of life, and now I'm going to pick up their habits. Know who your kids around. Know who your kids is chilling with and dealing with. There is no excuse, and it was the Abbott program. And some after the Abbott program, where you can take your child to this child care, drop them off at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and you ain't got to come and pick them up until 6. I'm against that. I don't think that should be so. I understand that you get off at a certain amount of time, but from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, how are we having a relationship with my child? What, we got a part-time relationship on the weekends? I know you got to work. I know you got to pay the bills, and I know y'all queens out there like, hold on, Diva. I got to work. Well, who is there to watch my kids? You need to really start to network with the people who are in your inner circle. If you got a man that's in your house with you, and if he ain't doing nothing in those hours when them kids get out of school, a real man is going to go pick them kids up out of school and hold you down until you get off of work. If you and your sister live together, if she ain't working around your cousin, if they ain't working around that time and y'all live together, y'all breaking bread on the rent or whatever the case may be, if they can't come and pick your kids up, then the hell with them. We a team. Anybody that lives in a house in a unit together is a team. Even your teenagers. Your teenagers can share some of the responsibility as well to help you out. If they ain't doing for you, then why would you be doing for them? Why stress yourself out? Because not for nothing, I can move into a one-bedroom apartment. You want your own room? You want your own space? Then you need to help me out. Because otherwise, I can't make ends meet living in this three- or two-bedroom. So what I'll do is I'll downgrade. I'll move into a one-bedroom where my rent is cheaper and my bills is a little bit lower for the safety of my children. Queens, at any time, y'all can chime in on our topics and what we're saying right now. All you got to do is press the one button to get your mic open. It's so, so important that we protect our children. We have to protect them in the inside of the house, and we got to protect them on the outside of the house. That's why we doing Women's Chronicles. It was only by the grace of God where I was working from 3 to 11:30. So when my sister got out of school, she came home. And then my aunt, which was watching my son, she would bring him to the house around like 5 or 6. But she really didn't get a chance to have a life, a teenager life, because she already had a baby of her own, my child, to take care of. That took almost 4 to 5 years away from her, even though I was her guardian at the time. But I was wrong. I needed to have made a way or either get a job where I could be home at a time where she could focus on her homework, where she could focus on her grades, where she can be able to be a teenager. Just because my mother passed away early at 37, I was 17. A year later, I got custody over my sister and raised her. There was no reason for her to be put in a position as a mother because I was put in a position as a mother. I broke that generational curse. My sister is doing well now, doing very, very well, and she has her own child. And when she needs me, guess what? I'm there. It's so important for us to be able to be there for our family, be there for our children. Because I honestly feel like a lot of rapes and stuff can be avoided, that it didn't have to happen. That's my opinion. A child that's in the house, in home, and being touched and molested and raped, that can definitely be avoided. That can definitely be cut at the heels right then and there. Abuse. Now, my mate, he don't whoop my son. He not his father. He verbally disciplined my son when he does something wrong. And I always watch the tone as well with that. But I don't honestly feel that a woman or a man that's not the child's biological should be whooping no kids. I just don't. Regardless of what they did, they raised when they've been here all this time or whatever the case may be, I don't think that they should be whooping them kids unless they really, you guys have an understanding of what a spanking is all about. If you've been together with a person for a year, hell no, they shouldn't be whooping your kid. 2 or 3 years maybe down the line, shit, it's been 2 or 3 years later. We have a solid relationship for 3 years now, and it all depends on what the relationship is all about. But that's when abuse comes in. If your mate don't pay your kids no mind, why are you with that person? Why are you accepting that? When it's time to do family time or when it's time to sit down and do board games, if they're not showing the same interest in your child that you're showing, then point blank period, fuck them.
That's
how
that's right.
Fuck them. If you don't show the same interest in my child, or you don't encourage them when they get good grades or whatever, if you don't treat them like they your blood, I'm talking about make even when I make the dinner or you make the dinner and wash your clothes or whatever, if you ain't sitting on the couch with them, if you don't give them hugs and encourage them like I do, then fuck you. Because you ain't the only one. I done blew some wings. I said, so there's somebody right now that's like, oh, shit. I got to think about what I'm doing here. I got to think about my true value as a parent. What have I been accepting from other people to do to my child? It ain't cool. That's why we do Women's Chronicles. It's for us to share our success stories and share our war stories so we can encourage another person. Don't never be ashamed of what you went through in your life, whether you in recovery from drugs, whether you got out of an abusive relationship, whether you had a habit of stealing, whatever the case may be is, you never know how you overcome in some of your situations because it's a cycle. It's definitely a cycle. Don't think you're the only one that went through some stuff. Really, don't think that you're the only one that went through some stuff. And shout out to Apogee's live in the chat room. Apogee says, so true. We must stay involved in our children's life. Their life may depend on it. We live in a mean society where parents care more about their own lives and leave the ill to the little ones to fend for themselves. You definitely right about that, and I like the little I like the little smiley faces in the chat room. Got the arms folded and shaking their head back and forth. We do live in a me society, and if you ain't right, how your kids gonna be right? Take some time out to get some honesty with yourself, because a lot of times we a lot of us. We are live about the situation. And if you want to chime in on the conversation, press the one button. I'll open your mic up. Toya, you can go ahead and comment if you got any comments on the situation, Queen. Okay. Nikiba?
All right. I just wanted to chime in on the, if they ain't down for your kids, fuck them. Let me tell you how Eagle chooses her mate. What she does is when she's seeing suitors, she drops a little pebble from the tree, see who flies down and catch it. That's how she does a process of elimination. Then it gets a little heavier, like a twig. She process of elimination, see who catches. Next thing she drops is her baby, see who catches, process of elimination. That's how I choose my mate. The exact same way. Not that I'm dropping a baby from the sky, but the man that I'm with now, me and him was just talking, just having a good time, entertaining each other one night on the weekend. My baby went to fall off the couch. This man didn't miss a beat, kissed me on my forehead, and caught my baby. That's how you need to choose our mate.
Right,
that's how you need to tell yourself worth. You cannot let me and everybody around your kid. If you ain't down for mine, I ain't down for you. So. Saying that's how my name on my BBM used to be Eagle Style, and that's because that's how I'm choosing a mate. You got to be here for my kids more than you're here for me. I have two boys, you know what I'm saying? So I need you to be in the trenches and ready to roll all the time, the time. Not never. You don't get no days off. None of that. You know what I'm saying? It's all the time over here. That's how I have my mate. When my baby get a fever, whatever, she goes and tells him, I got fever, I need medicine, because he already know. That's who's going to take care of him. When my baby was little, that's who used to feed my baby. Every time we went out to eat, that's the only time I got to eat to myself, was because he was there feeding my baby. You got to know
yourself. And that's what it's all about. And not just
with
the baby, the teenagers can get neglected. The teenagers can get neglected. How, you know, and when a teenager is being neglected or a young adult, you know, is being neglected, they see that. How can I respect you when you don't do all? You always up in the room with this person. You always up in the room with your girl. You always up in the room with your man. Where is my time at? Ain't I important?
Right.
Don't I amount for something? What about me?
Right.
What about me? Y'all going out to the movies? Y'all going out to dinner? Why we can't go out to the movies? Why we can't go out to dinner? Why we can't have no time?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then what happens is my family,
every single thing I do, from my girlfriend texting me now talking about what we doing this weekend. It's Mother's Day, so whatever we're doing is going to include our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday, we've been going out taking the teenagers, you know, to do bowling. The two-year-old want to bowl, too. We doing family night. You know, it's we ain't hitting the streets. We ain't running going out to the clubs. We doing everything based around our family. And that's the type of circle I roll with. We ain't trying to just go out and kick it with our dudes. You do need that separate time. But as a whole, we're trying to kick it as a family. We're trying to do everything as a family. We're not trying to do nothing separate. We're talking about getting married in November. We having a family moon. We ain't having a honeymoon.
Exactly. I love that you said that. Big shout out to Toya and Sherelle. Got to give a big shout out to Ace. A big shout out to Elle. I love it that I met these two queens. And when we did something together, like the whole family, it was me and my man and my son. It was Toya, her man, and her two kids. Rel and her man, and my sister, her man, well, her husband, well, they got husbands, but we all got together, and we was able to do some family time, like we did stuff together. We came over to each other's house, cooked some shrimp Alfredo, made chicken Alfredo, I made some strawberry shortcakes, had the drinks on deck, playing Taboo. You know, and it was nice for us to do stuff together. When you have a child and when you have children, parents, I think we fail to realize, and not just putting ourselves to the back burner, but when you have a kid, you only get, like, little breaks. You only get moments for you. So that's why it's so important. I like what Apogi says. It says, unless we change the mindset of today's parents, the child's will continue. And that's so right. It's so right. And you can find some free stuff to do. Everything doesn't cost. How about a picnic? How about we do a scavenger hunt? We can take some of the things that we have in our home to do a scavenger hunt. We're doing things with the end. How about, you know, we do something like, you know, we make a book about me. We play some board games. If you can drop $60 on a front lace, you can go to Walmart and go ham with $60. Because guess what? Your man going to love you no matter what you – he know what you look like when all that stuff is off. he know what you look like when the eyelashes is gone, when the front lace is off, when the girdle is out, off, when you got all your makeup taken off. He love you at your natural state. Love you. It's okay to be a natural queen. And for my young sisters that's out there, my young females, you know, that's in the relationships, the teenagers and going into 21, 22, 23, we accept so much from men and our mates. And we get to the point that you invest so much time into holding him down, waiting for him to get it together, waiting for him to take the lead. And 3 or 4 or 5 years later, you end up leaving this dude. I got a tattoo on my arm of a man right now that I thought I was going to be with for the rest of my life and end up leaving his ass when he in jail. So now I'm walking around with a dude name on my arm that I was in love with at the time, and I ain't even with him. Watch the tattoos, queens. Just because he make the coochie pop and he make you go ooh wee, and he know how to he like his poutine pie, does not mean and even if you marry, it does not mean that you guys are going to be together forever. You do not own anyone. When you're in a relationship, that person does not own you. Y'all chose to be together. And if somebody say, well, you know, they act like they own you. You need to ask them for their receipt where they bought you from. You need to show me proof of ownership because you don't own nothing here.
Great children with online. Only you didn't see it.
And that's real.
Prime time on demand.
I'm loving it how we're going in on these topics. I love it how we're going in on these situations. So many relationships fail and so many relationships flourish, but so many things are being put on the woman, and we accept a lot of stuff. We got about 9 minutes left. We going in. Wow. 2 hours went so fast, y'all. That was crazy. But I want to get touch on one more thing, which I think is so important. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is all cool. It's all great. But if a person lies to you, cheats on you, beats you, hurts you, steals from you, do anything negative from you, whether it's your mate or your friend, and you forgive them, I forgive you for doing that and such to me. Are you telling that person that it's okay to do it again? Are you enabling that person and saying, it's all right to steal from me? It's all right to hurt me? It's all right to beat me? Because I forgave you. Women, we have queens. We have to be very, very careful of what we forgive. Because when you forgive somebody for doing something, they're going to think that it's okay to do it again. Michelle said, I had mine done for 2 years and had decided to get myself together. No real man wants a female that has nothing. So I figure if I was meant to be, if it was meant to be, we'll be together once again. We'll be together again. And you're right. Don't no man that want no woman that don't have nothing. And if you have something when you got with him and then you ain't had nothing when it got to the very end, that's because you lost yourself in him. That's just point blank, period. Don't lose yourself, queens. Know your value. It's so important for us to know our value. Now, this is a few keys that I want to leave y'all with. We still got about 7 minutes, and you still got time to press the one button to get your mic open to chime in on the topics and give your diva sense on the situation about anything. God first, family second, career third. If your life is out of control and you don't have any balance, you're going through some depression, you're going through some anger, you don't know why you're mad, you don't know why you're depressed, you don't know why your weight is going up, you don't know why you keep running to these drugs and back and forth to the alcohol, try this, queens. Try God first, family second, career third. When you wake up in the morning, you smile that crusty smile with the Lord. Every morning that I wake up and I'm able to see the ceiling in my room, I smile. And I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day to participate in your will, not my own. And whatever I do today, let it be for the glory of you. And when you're in the mirror washing your face and brushing your teeth and getting yourself together, try this. Say, God has a blessing for me today, and I can't wait to get it. One good thing that you're doing when you say that God has a blessing for me, and I can't wait to get it, is that you don't know when a blessing is coming. You just know you're going to get it. Apogee said, that's easier said than done. We are nurturers by nature, and most women will lose themselves in the man. You're so right. It is definitely easier said than done. But you got to take the first step to doing it. If you want something for yourself, and you want something for your life, and you want something for your children and your next generation, don't be selfish. You got to think about your next generation, your grandkids, 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 grandkids. Because when Diva leave up out of here, I ain't leaving no obituary. I'm going to leave a legacy. I'm telling you right now, I'm not leaving no obituary. I'm leaving a legacy. I'm a tool to be used for the glory of God. I'm a tool to be used for God to use me as a tool to help others. to encourage others, to support others, and to make other men and women strong. And the only reason why I started to get an understanding, I really don't know 100% what my purpose is, but getting an understanding is because I work on my relationship with the Lord because it's important, because I love him.
Amen.
And he talks to me. He talks to me. The Lord talks to me all the time. It's that voice. It's that second voice you hear. When you in tune with him, you can hear him. That's like me coming to your house, and I come to your door, and I say, what's up, queen? What's going on? What you cooking? I'm at the front door. You in the back in the kitchen. So I come in the living room, and I say, what's up, queen? What's going on? What you cooking? And you still don't answer me. I get in the kitchen where you are in the area and say, dang, queen, I said, what's up? What you cooking? And you turn to me and say, for the third time, I said was good, and I'm cooking ziti. You want to know why I couldn't hear that, queen? Because I wasn't close enough to hear what she said. You got to get close to the Lord. You got to take that time out to meditate with God. Whether it's an hour, 2 hours, whatever the case may be, and think about it like this. What you want God to establish in your life and the time that you want God to put into him, to put into you, you got to put it into him. Don't, and when you go to him, try not to be asking for stuff all the time. Don't you just hate people that always call you up asking for something? God can't stand that either. Like, I know when you text me, you be sending text messages to the Lord. You be calling on him and crying, leaving them voice messages, sending a bird with a note. Lord, can you give me this? Can I get that? Can you work this out? Take some time out to say, you know what, God? I just love you for you being you. And I'm just thankful for who you are on today. I don't really need anything but to just to know I can talk to you. What if somebody said that to you? How grateful would you be? Father God, while we're getting into the end of the show, I just have to say, Father God, I thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow with you, Lord. Father God, I am thankful for every woman and men that tuned into this show and that is under the sound of my voice right now. May they be blessed. May they be blessed, Lord, and for them to have a clear understanding that to suffer is to be blessed, and to be blessed is to find the understanding in the suffering, Lord. Father God, you have been merciful on us today because you gave us another day to do your will. We walk in, we talk in, we breathe in, and no matter what the situation is, Lord, you are always going to be on time. I know that my faith must be stronger than my will, Lord. And when those hard bumps come in the road, and when my temptations come at me, when my sexual desire temptations come at me, when that temptation come to smoke that blunt, to take that drink, to smack the heck out of somebody, Lord, intervene. Let me hear your voice. Let me feel your presence. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Queen, I'm going to go ahead and let you get your last words in, and I'm going to open up the call line for everybody else to get their last words in, because I definitely love it when I hear from everybody. So, Queen, you can go ahead and start. Nakiba?
I'm sorry.
You got any final thoughts?
I really enjoyed the show, and I do appreciate just the learning, you know, that you get other women and appreciation that you get from other people's stories. Like you said, don't be ashamed of anything in your life. Like, walk with your head up and teach somebody else how to live better. You know better, you do better.
Thank you so much, Queen. I appreciate you. And even from, you know, when we started off with our relationship and where we are now, I appreciate you always being supportive and giving me the opportunity to just to be able to know you, and for us to pray together is so important.
Man.
Let's go ahead and open up the line and get some more final thoughts. 862-55. 588. You got some final thoughts? Okay. Let's get 862-221. Can you hear me?
It wasn't made yesterday.
All right, that's cool. Two King, you got any final thoughts?
I'm going to just say I definitely enjoy every time I actually call in. Just want to wish everybody, you know, just say to be safe, be blessed, take time out for your kids, you know, take the time to make the time, you know, take active roles in your children's life. They are the pieces. So, you know, if you live your life by that, then, you know, they can be blessed because they don't have a voice. We have to be their voice.
Mm. I definitely think that. Thank you for that. Each and every Wednesday, we will have Women Chronicles each and every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on the West and 7 p.m. on the East. If you want to have your topic and be my co-host on the show to talk about Women Chronicles, all you got to do is hit me up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DivaMaryKay. You can hit me up on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay, or you can send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. I would love to have y'all come and be my co-host, and we talk about your topic and touch on some of the things that you want to talk about, because, again, this show is about this show is a palette for all queens to come on, share their success stories, share their war stories, share their opinions so we can go ahead and encourage one another. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with me tomorrow, Feed the Wolves with that hip-hop history. Shout out to my whole Wolf family. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Free domination, and, you know, just, again, keep God first, family second, career third. We about to get out of here with some Alicia Keys, The Woman's Worth. I'm going, y'all.
You could buy me diamonds. You could buy me pearls.